Daniel chapter 1. You are either in the Word, and the Word is conforming you to the image of Jesus Christ, or you are in the world, and the world is squeezing you into its mold. A painting in my kitchen has only three words, but a great message. Be the exception. Yes, you shouldn't have to go with the flow. Dare to be different in the way you dress, in your way of making choices, in your attitude at work, at school, and in church. Everyone does it. It's not a sufficient reason for you to do it too. God has uniquely created us, each one different from any other. So, I don't need to be like others or do what someone else does. Daniel was sure of his standing before God and did not let himself be carried away by the pressure of those around them. Being faithful to God was more important than following the king's orders. He refused to eat the food he was offered because perhaps it had been dedicated to idols, and preferred to eat vegetables and to drink water. Verse 12. He risks being different. Daniel honored God with his faith, and God honored Daniel's faith. But Daniel determined that he would not defile himself by eating the king's food or drinking his wine. So he asked the head of the palace staff to exempt him from the royal diet. Verse 8. The church has a double responsibility in relation to the world around us. On the one hand, we are to live, serve, and witness in the world. On the other hand, we are to avoid becoming contaminated by the world. So, we are neither to seek to persevere our holiness by escaping from the world, nor to sacrifice our holiness by conforming to the world. Amen.